time again for the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Jesse Harding, and with me is Chris Cullen. He is a producer and seed producer in Hemmingford, Nebraska. Chris, we have certified seed days that are going to be coming up on the 15th and the 16th. Why don't you tell us a little bit about certified seed and what these field days will kind of entail?
There'll be certified seed days in the Southern Panhandle on the 15th, and then ours in Hemmingford will be on the 16th. The growers in the Southern Panhandle will be Leon Creasel and Creasel Certified Seed, Larry Floor and Gene Radke and Carter Seed at Chapel and Big Springs area. That'll have theirs on the 15th, and then ours is the following morning on the 16th in Hemmingford. They're a good time for the producers. You know, basically, you know, there's a couple things that can happen at these things. First of all, they get a chance to get together with their other peers, and they can talk about how their crop went and, reflect on their crop with their neighbors and their friends, and then they just kind of get a grasp on the season and what happened and bounce ideas off each other. But at these meetings, there's also a good way to use the resources that we have in the Extension Network at the University of Nebraska. And, in our seed day, they're going to talk about some of the seed diseases or wheat diseases that we had this past year. The wheat streak mosaic is a pretty hot topic this year. And then they're going to talk about planting rates and planting dates. There's a study that some of the people in the Extension have done on that. And then also the member of the Nebraska or the National Wheat Growers Association is going to come and visit about the farm policy and the upcoming farm bill. And since it is a seed day, Dr. Steven Benzinger will be talking about the varieties and the yield results on the various locations across the state to help people understand the value of the information that they can get off of yield data and multi-year data off of multi-locations and things like that to help them select a variety that would best suit their location and needs.
As we are talking about certified seed, you mentioned some of the issues of diseases that growers had this past year. Why might it be important to take a look at certified seed, even with a downturn in the economy, when it comes to some of these diseases?
Well, you know, certified seed is, you know, typically a very good value for the producer to invest in. The cost over of the certified seed over and above what it would cost them to utilize their own seed to get a guaranteed purity, genetic purity and then germination and disease-free seed, that helps them to make sure that they start their crop off strong and on the right path toward a productive harvest. A lot of the disease things that they'll talk about are going to be associated with pre-plant, as we mentioned, the wheat streak mosaic virus. It's going to bring some of the extension people will talk about the importance on what to do prior to planting and why maybe we had such a problem that we did this last year and hopefully that people can learn and improve their situation next year.
Can you run through the list of locations and dates again for the certified seed days?
On August 15th in the morning, there'll be the field days at the Creasel Certified Seed in Gurley. And then that evening, they have one in Chapel, I believe, with the growers there would be a Larry Floor, Radke Seed, and Carter Seed. They have a meeting there in Chapel that evening. And then ours on Wednesday morning on the 16th is at our farm in Hemmingford, starting at 8:30 in the morning on the 16th.
If someone was looking for more information about the certified seed days, what's the best avenue for them to go find that at?
You know, they could certainly contact the Nebraska Wheat Board office or the Nebraska Crop Improvement Association office, and they will have access to guide them on what location would best suit their area of farming.
We've been talking with Chris Cullen. He is a wheat producer and also a seed producer located in Hemmingford, Nebraska, discussing the certified seed days that are coming up on August 15th and 16th. I'm Jesse Harding, and this has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.